for our second reading to Joshua chapter 15. Joshua chapter 15, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. This then was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah by their families, even to the border of Edom. The wilderness of Zin southward was the uttermost part of the south coast. And their south border was from the shore of the Salt Sea, from the bay that looketh southward, and it went out to the south side unto Ma'aleh Akrabim, and passed along to Zin, and ascended up on the south side unto Kadesh Barnea, and passed along to Hezron, and went up to Adar, and fetched a compass to Karkaah. From thence it passed toward Asmon, and went out unto the river of Egypt. And the goings out of that coast were at the sea. This shall be your south coast. And the east border was the Salt Sea, even unto the end of Jordan. And their border in the north quarter was from the bay of the sea at the uttermost part of Jordan. And the border went up to Beth Hogla, and passed along by the north of Beth Araba, and the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. And the border went up toward Debir from the valley of Achor, and so northward, looking toward Gilgal, that is before the going up to Adumim, which is on the south side of the river. And the border passed toward the waters of En-Shemesh, and the goings out thereof were at En-Rogel. And the border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom unto the south side of the Jebusite, the same is Jerusalem. And the border went up to the top of the mountain that lieth before the valley of Hinnom westward, which is at the end of the valley of the giants northward. And the border was drawn from the top of the hill unto the fountain of water of Nephtoah, and went out to the cities of Mount Ephron. And the border was drawn to Baalah, which is Kirjath Jearim. And the border compassed from Baalah westward unto Mount Seir, and passed along unto the side of the Mount Jearim, which is Kesalon, on the north side, and went down to Beth Shemesh, and passed on to Timnah. And the border went out unto the side of Ekron northward, and the border was drawn to Shikron, and passed along to Mount Baalah, and went out unto Jabneel, and the goings out of the border were at the sea. And the west border was to the great sea, and the coast thereof. This is the coast of the children of Judah round about according to their families. And unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a part among the children of Judah according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, even the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron. And Caleb drove thence the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, and Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. And he went up thence to the inhabitants of Debir, and the name of Debir before was Kirjath Sefer. And Caleb said, He that smiteth Kirjath Sefer, and taketh it, to him will I give Aksa, my daughter, to wife. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Aksa, his daughter, to wife. And it came to pass, as she came unto him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field, and she lighted off her ass. And Caleb said unto her, What wouldest thou? Who answered, Give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a south land. Give me also springs of water. And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah according to their families. And the uttermost cities of the tribe of the children of Judah toward the coast of Edom southward were Kabzeel and Eder and Jagur and Kinah and Dimona and Adadah and Kedesh and Hazor and Ithnan, Ziph and Telem and Baalot and Hazor and Hadat and Kerioth and Hezron, which is Hazor, Amam and Shema and Molada and Hazar Gada and Heshman and Beth Palet and Hazar Shual and Beersheba and Bizjothja, Baalah and Ayam and Azem and El Tolad and Kasil and Hormah and Ziklag and Madmana and Sansana and Lebeoth and Shilhim and Ayan and Rimmon. All the cities are 29 with their villages. And in the valley, Eshtaol and Zoriah and Ashna and Zanoah and Enganim, Tapua and Enam, Jarmuth and Adullam, Soko and Azekah, and Shariam and Adathiam and Gedera and Gederothiam, 14 cities with their villages. Zanan and Hadashah and Migdalgad and Delian and Mizpah and Jokthiel or Jokthael, Lachish and Boskath and Eglon and Kabon and Lachmam and Kithlish and Gederoth, Bethdagon and Naamah and Makedah, 16 cities with their villages, Libna and Ether and Ashan and Jiptha and Ashna and Nezib and Kelah and Akzib and Marishah, 9 cities with their villages. Ekron with her towns and her villages, from Ekron even unto the sea, all that lay near Ashdod with their villages. Ashdod with her towns and her villages, Gaza with her towns and her villages, unto the river of Egypt and the great sea and the border thereof. And in the mountains, Shamir and Jatir and Soko, and Dana and Kirjath Sana, which is Debir, and Anab and Eshtemo, and Anim, and Goshen and Holon and Gilo, 11 cities with their villages, Arab and Duma, Esh Sheon, and Janum and Bethapua and Afekah, and Humta and Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron, and Zior, 9 cities with their villages. Maon, Carmel, and Ziph, and Juta, and Jezreel, and Jokdeam, and Zanoah, Kayan, Gibeah, Timnah, 10 cities with their villages. Halhul, Bethzur, Gedor, and Ma'arath, and Beth Anoth, and El Tekon, 6 cities with their villages. Kirjath Baal, which is Kirjath Jaarim, and Rabbah, 2 cities with their villages. In the wilderness, Beth Araba, Medin, and Sekakah, and Nibshan, and the city of Salt, and Engedi, 6 cities with their villages. As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem unto this day. May God add His blessing to the reading and to the hearing of His most holy word. All right, so 63 verses. We have the first section, verses 1 through 12, and it's very clear here. We have the priority of Judah. We are now complete with the making war. Joshua and his forces have done all that they are going to do. And so now with that, with those battles being done with, we are now looking at where everyone settled and who's first on the list to be mentioned. Judah. Judah has priority. You remember why Judah has priority. We think of Judah and we remember that he is the fourth born of Jacob, the fourth son. There are 3 other sons that pass before: Reuben, Simeon, and Levi. They are all passed up with the rights of primogeniture because there were things that they did during their lives that made them unfit for that title. Judah also did some things that were, shall we say, less than stellar. But one thing that we see in Judah that is not recorded in Scripture for Reuben, Simeon, and Levi is that Judah was humble and repents. And we don't see that from the rest of those older brothers. So we remember that Reuben got his inheritance transjordanic. Simeon and Levi, they had no sure land among the children of Israel, but they only had cities. And we remember what they did at Shechem. And so they only had cities scattered throughout the 12 tribes. Now notice how that in one case, the case of Simeon, that was to their humbling. And in another case, the case of Levi, that was to their exaltation. That Simeon was scattered throughout the 12 tribes, having only a few cities, and that the Levitical cities that were spread throughout the land were indeed so that the Levites could exercise the office of the ministry. So again, we see the scattering of Simeon and Levi. In the one, we see it as a humiliation, a humbling, and in the other, we see it then as favor from the Lord. And so we come to Judah then, and Judah is obviously the tribe of primogeniture. It is out of Judah that David comes. It is out of Judah, obviously, that the Lord Jesus Christ comes. And so Judah has the priority. Judah is the first in the list of the listing out of the heritage in Canaan. So we have then all of the areas. First of all, is described his borders, what the King James calls the coast, because the coast in ancient English, in King James English, simply meant what we call a border today. Now we think of coast as you go down to the ocean, and that's the line where the water comes and meets the land. But coast in the old days meant simply the border of a nation, right? So we have then, and by the way, very often those borders were defined by water, were they not? Sometimes they came to a sea, sometimes to a river, and so on. And so you can see how those two terms were at one time synonymous, coast and border. All right, so we have the description, and it is a very large description. It is the entirety of the southern kingdom. We'll hear about Benjamin, but remember that Benjamin was a very small tribe in the midst of the southern kingdom, that there were a few cities of Simeon in the southern kingdom, but that the priority of the southern kingdom was Judah. And so we have later on in the next chapter, we have Ephraim described as the northern kingdom. And so notice the priority in the south first and then the priority in the north. And this would be indeed a kind of prophecy as to the faithfulness, right? The size and largeness for sure, the priority that the Lord would give, but also that the southern kingdom was a more faithful kingdom than the northern kingdom. And so Judah is that lawgiver. Judah is that particular tribe that represents the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we have a very large and expansive border. And I would recommend to you that you sit down with a Bible atlas and you go over these geographic places that are mentioned here. We go very, very far south, all the way to the river of Egypt, which, by the way, is not the river Nile. It's not that far into Egypt. But the river of Egypt, that is the river that separates Egypt there from the land of Palestine. It's all the way down to there, all the way down to taking a compass, first of all, from the Salt Sea. Now, remember that the Salt Sea, or the Dead Sea, as we call it today, what flows out of the Salt Sea? Nothing. So the River Jordan flows into it, but nothing flows out of the south of it. So the Salt Sea, and then we begin to describe the mountains and the terrain that goes south from the Salt Sea. And all of those things are geographically viable, and you can look those up in your book of maps, in your Bible atlases. All right, so we have this wonderful blessing upon Judah, and this is in keeping with the patriarchal blessing of Jacob upon Judah. As we would, if we would look back upon that, we would see it. So let us remember, as we make use of this first section, that birth order is not necessarily the way of Jacob. I'm sorry, the way birth order is not the way of blessing. We see Jacob, not Esau. Isaac, not Ishmael. We have Jacob and not those three older brothers. Faithfulness is the way of blessing. All right, so then we have one particular Judahite that is mentioned here, and he is representative of those faithful Judahites. His name is Caleb. And Caleb receives his inheritance. He's carved out in the midst of Judah. Now, it says that he was the son of a Kenite. And so it is perhaps that he comes into Judah by way of faithful adoption. There's not a lot said about Caleb. But here we have then, he is a man who in his faithfulness and strength also typifies Christ. Remember that he is faithful. He was not of the party that refused the land, but trusted the Lord to fulfill what he had spoken. He trusts that the promises of God do not fail. Even if given long before, he expects a fulfillment. Caleb also seems not to age, doesn't he? And in that he is a foreshadowing, if you will, a very shadowy portrayal of our Lord's eternity. In Caleb, we see a man who is ready, no matter what age he is, to do his duty, no matter what circumstances arise. His strength remains. His years do not fail him, such that he is able to rise up and to do what? To cast out the giants of the land. Right? What city was given to him? The city of Anak. That's right. And the three sons of Anak, the giants that were remaining. Some would have looked upon that inheritance and said, well, thanks a lot. Not Caleb. Caleb says, I'm as strong today as I ever have been. The Lord has been with me from the beginning until now. That city is mine. You sons of Anak, you don't belong there anymore. And so it says in this passage that Caleb actually drove them out. And then we see also the generosity of Caleb, right? So that he gave to his daughter a wonderful land. And she came and she asked not only for what she had received, but for more. And what do we find in the heart of Caleb? A wonderful generosity, giving her even more than what he had originally given, simply because she asked. And again, we have a shadowy type of Christ there. All right, so then we have in the final portion of the chapter where we're no longer describing the borders. What are we describing instead? The cities in the various regions, in the mountain country, in the plain, in the south, over by the Mediterranean Sea, what's called the Great Sea in this passage. We see all of those cities that were established by whom? Did the children of Israel establish those cities? Well, they did not. As the Lord had promised them in the days of Moses, they entered in upon the labors of others. Cities that they had not built, fields that they had not planted, vineyards and oliveyards and places that they had not cultivated and tilled would become theirs. And it was their duty to inherit all of that and to rid the land of its idolatrous and perverse inhabitants. You think America today is perverse, and she is. She does not hold a candle to the Canaanites that lived in the land of Canaan in that day. And so they were commanded to root them out and to cast them out of the land. And so we have then this city by city by city. I don't know how many cities were mentioned, somewhere around 50 cities that Judah inherited in that southern kingdom. And notice that there is one mention of one particular city, Jerusalem, and the Jebusites that live there. And there is a spiritual lesson to be learned from this. They were commanded then to root out the Canaanites, but it seems that they were unable. they were unable to root out the Jebusites from Jerusalem. Notice that the passage does not say that they did not root them out because of sloth. It said that they could not root them out. They were dug in, those Jebusites, and they inhabited Jerusalem. And it was not until another type of Christ, King David, came along, that the Jebusites were fully and finally rooted out of Jerusalem. And then David named that city the city of David. So notice then the spiritual lesson that we have here. This lesson is that we are indeed commanded to root out those impurities, those imperfections, those remnants of Canaan that do not belong in our thoughts, words, and deeds. And there are those things that need to be rooted out with the help of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that we and of ourselves are not able to root them out, no matter how disciplined we are. We understand that sanctification is a work of Jesus Christ, and so we submit ourselves under His hand as we prosecute that work and as He enters into that city and indeed purges her of all imperfection. Let's stand and continue praising God in the